Just to give you a few examples, ending a pregnancy versus killing a fetus, a ball of cells versus an unborn child, invading Iraq versus liberating Iraq, redistributing wealth versus confiscating earnings. And I think the biggest picture of all would take seriously the fact that so much of our verbiage about abstract events is based on a concrete metaphor, and see human intelligence itself as consisting of a repertoire of concepts such as object, space, time, causation, and intention, which are useful in a social, knowledge-intensive species whose evolution you can well imagine, and a process of metaphorical abstraction that allows us to bleach these concepts of their original conceptual content, space, time and force, and apply them to new abstract domains, therefore allowing a species that evolved to deal with rocks and tools and animals to conceptualize mathematics, physics, law, and other abstract domains. Well, I said I'd talk about two windows on human nature, the cognitive machinery with which we conceptualize the world. Now I'm going to say a few words about the relationship types that govern human social interaction, again as reflected in language. And I'll start out with a puzzle, the puzzle of indirect speech acts.